And now this is a dictation for Jan Palmer, February 23, 1983. Addresses a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P as in Paul, A, V as in Victor, L-I-K, and P, A-4-2-1-1-1-0. Dear Cora, a follow-up for Mr. Palmer, who has biopsy-proven diabetic glomerular sclerosis with extensive interstitial fibrosis and tubular atrophy, as well as arteriolar disease. Post-hospital admission requiring dialysis. Some improvement. We stopped dialysis just recently. He has chronic orthopnea, 45 degrees. Denies nausea, vomiting. Denies diarrhea, bleeding, making urine. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Presently no edema. Medication list review. I will highlight the hydralazine, nitrates, Norvasc, Coric, on insulin pump, off the Bumex and Aldactone, blood pressure 110 over 60, on the right side, a large cough, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, increases 2 prior heart surgery, no ascites, tenderness, masses, right dialysis catheter, neck, without infection, no gross edema and focal. We repeat chemistries. Unfortunately, azotemia appears worse with a creatinine of 5.0, a GFR of 14, normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, low albumin, elevated phosphorus, normal calcium, anemia 9.5, normal white blood cell platelet. Iron study shows deficiency with a low ferritin 75, saturation 14. He has gross proteinuria, nephrotic range. He's supposed to see surgeon Bonacci for an AB fistula. In the hospital, recent hydronephrosis, left-sided stent was placed with laser lithotripsy. With 100% calcium oxalate monohydrate stone analysis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He has developed CKD stage 5, has been on dialysis, numbers were stabilizing, good urine output. We placed him on hold. The last event was the left-sided hydronephrosis, as indicated above, on advanced renal failure secondary to diabetes and blood pressure, as indicated on the renal biopsy. He's presently not interested on home peritoneal dialysis. The situation at home doesn't help. He will explore AV fistula, discussing with the surgeon on the next few days. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, but likely he will need to restart dialysis. He will do blood tests on a weekly basis. He's going to need phosphorus binders, EPO treatment. Presently, no need for diuretics. He will need iron replacement. This is very disappointing for him. We are also referring him to transplantation. We've been pursuing this a few months back. For some reason, didn't happen. Continue to follow.